It's a live one. Welcome, everyone. Reconvening our meeting. Welcome. All right. New school year. Crazy. All right. We're going to go ahead and start with our Pledge of Allegiance to our flag. And we're going to have the honor of having one of our own with a milestone birthday today. I think it's his 50th. Not sure. But
plus 10.
Francis, you behave, okay?
We must you up the number.
This flies. Okay, so we're going to ask Phil Hillman if he'll lead us in our flag salute tonight. Let's give him a round of applause.
Please rise.
Thank you, Phil. Bobby Francis. It's trouble. It's trouble over there, I tell you. Okay, adoption of the agenda. Seeking a motion.
I move.
I need a second.
I second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone saying no? Anyone abstaining? So carried. Look at that. B, C, D. Moving on to E. We have recognitions and presentations, and tonight we have highlights of the Ontario Montclair School District Summer Program services and preparation for the new school year as presented by Dr. James Q. Hammond, Superintendent. You're presenting tonight?
Well, not really.
Ay, Dios mío. Here we go.
Just doing the saran wrap, the beginning and the end, but Madam President and trustees and members of our community, we're very honored to report the activities, the programs, the services that were offered this summer. I know as a governing body, you have a very high bar and expectation in regards to making sure kids are serviced year-round in the district. So each of the division heads are prepared to present the work that has been done under their stewardship and leadership, their directors and subordinate administrators that have supported your vision as a board in regards to servicing students and families. But everything that you're about to see presented would not be possible without the dedicated teachers and classified staff committing themselves to service our students and families over this summer. So it's a true collaborative team effort in regards to our kids getting a world-class experience. And so with that, I believe we'll kick it off to Mr. Gallagher.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Hammond, and good evening, everyone. You know, L&T is extremely proud of our summer programs. You know, if you take a look at this slide right there, you see the Crypto.com Center or Crypto.com Arena. You know, anytime you can send students to Crypto.com, take a tour, get to see those, you know, championship banners up there, get to see those retired jerseys. You know, you got Magic, Wilt, the Black Mamba. That's a good summer. You know, and I'd like to thank the board here. That doesn't happen without your encouragement and your passion and supporting for what we do. So thank you very much. You know, our summer programs, we really try to do enrichment. You know, we wanted our students to explore new things, you know, have new ideas, and be excited about coming to summer school. You know, we did programs such as DJ clubs, Folklorico, we had boxing, art, STEM, and if you look at there, we had some yoga, and we also had a great partnership with the YMCA, and our students were able to go swimming. You know, but what did we actually do? You know, so we had a dual immersion boot camp, students from Central and Euclid. Every student who went to Montero went through a Mandarin program. We had math honors. And then the big one of all was our general summer school that we did 15 days in June, 15 days in July, at 10 different school sites. So, you know, we were a little nervous about summer, a little nervous about the numbers, because everything's kind of going on out in the world. But, you know, there's that famous movie quote, you know, if you build it, they will come. And we built it. So last year, we averaged about 1,500 students for round one. And this year, we had 1,800. Last year, we averaged about 1,000 students for round two, and we had 1,200. So we built it, and they came. You know, we had a main event, Ontario Art Museum, the Crypto Museum, as we said, just phenomenal programs. And you'll see that we served 90,000 meals, so thanks to Phil and his team. And it truly doesn't happen without our classified and certificated folks. Over 250 employees were hired during the summer. They gave up part of their summer to be with our students. So everyone pitched in, and it was a great team effort. You know, the City of Ontario at the end does a little celebration. They invite us. It's their program. We come and present. So I'm going to play this little video clip, and you sit back and have some popcorn and watch for the next 2 or 3 minutes.
Good morning, everyone. Just wanted to say that the summer school celebration event was wonderful. We want to thank our city partners, such as the City of Ontario, for making this event happen. We also want to thank all of our school site staff, families, and district staff. So the summer celebration is a wonderful event because it gives us opportunity to collaborate with the City of Ontario, specifically on the Ontario Recreations and Community Services Department. It took a lot of planning, such as working with our school sites. It took a lot of rehearsing. School site staff worked alongside with the students for Summer Session 1 and Summer Session 2. Aside from the rehearsals that were being performed at the school site level, we had our district staff really work hard in preparing for this event. So it gave us an opportunity to highlight all of the resources and services that the district has to offer through different departments.
The kids are gainfully engaged in a number of different functions. They have STEM classes, they have performing arts, visual arts, as well as fitness classes. And these enrichment courses do a great job for the kids because they really want to be here. They really enjoy it. Every day I go into every classroom and I see active learning, engagement, and I see kids really enjoying themselves as they come to school every day.
We had a lot of crafts that the kids were enjoying. We had friendship bracelets, and we had the caterpillar. We also had cactus. They had a lot of fun. And the performances were also very, very fun as well.
Hi, I'm out here with my family enjoying the summer celebration. We're here with OMSD and the City of Ontario. I hope you guys are doing great and well. You guys enjoy the rest of your summer.
Our kiddos are performing here at our summer celebration. We are halfway through summer. Our OMSD families are here, our community partners, and we're just happy to celebrate our kids.
We really want to thank our superintendent, Dr. Hammond, and our board,
yes,
as well as all of city officials for giving these opportunities to our community. It gives an opportunity to go out, have fun, and have our students showcase their talents. We'll see you next year.
Thank you.
Thanks,
bye.
Bye.
A big thanks to Irma and your communications team for that. You know, I think another big thing that we do in the summer is our students, you know, they don't miraculously end in May and start up again in August. We still have got concerns. We still got issues that we kind of deal with all year round. Our HWS team goes into full swing during the summer. And I think, you know, the slide says a lot, but I think one of the big ones is we offered over 500 individual therapy sessions to our students during the summer. You know, Linda Vista, at Hardy, and then thanks to Phil and his team, you know, we're able to use some of those new wellness centers that are going in so students don't have to travel as far. So, you know, it says so much that our students are able to be served, our families are able to be served, and our HWS team does a great job. We also provide professional development, you know, tons of professional development. You know, I personally went to 2 days with about 70 administrators for restorative practices, tons of teachers, tons of, you know, if you take a look, tons of offerings that we offer. And, you know, if you're a teacher, it's so nice to be able to do it in the summer. You get paid, you're not writing sub plans, and you're not missing time away from students. So, you know, we continue that lifelong learners, and we're so proud of all the things that we did offering in the summer. Before I give it to Phil, though, there is one slide that I didn't put up there that I think is kind of important. You know, we talked about 1,800 students during session one. 50% of those students stayed for the extended day. So we offered 9 hours a day of help for our students. We offer the first 4 hours, our community partners do the second 5 hours, so 50% stayed. What doesn't show is on session two, about 80% of our students stayed for the full 9 hours. So it just shows that the The programs that we offer is really helping our community, giving students a safe place to be for 9 hours a day. So thank you for that. And my 60-year-old neighbor, Mr. Phil Hillman.
Thanks, Mr. Gallagher. No comment. Business services, we actually appreciate the summer a little bit because it gives us a time to really get moving when teachers and students are mostly out of the classroom, which is good, although Mr. Gallagher did illustrate how busy we still were on the L&T side. But that is our job, is to support the learning and teaching and the students and the teachers throughout the summer. So a few things. I'll go through each of the departments in our division. So fiscal services, just real quick. Obviously, the board's seen some of this. The annual budget you approved in June. Also, one of the more important things we do is, on the heels of open enrollment for all our employees, this is a time when our payroll and benefits department ensures that all those choices that were made are accurate and in the system so we can start the year fresh. But you can see there's a list of reports that we do during the summer. Information services. If you add up the numbers real quick, it's over 20,000 Chromebooks were touched during the summer. 12,000 of those were cleaned, and that was with the assistance of some of our bus drivers who became temporary custodians during the summer. They actually assisted with some of the cleaning. But we also repaired 5,000 Chromebooks and added 3,500 to our repertoire, which was pretty impressive. Also, we did, this is kind of an unseen upgrade, but we upgraded our internet capability to 100 gigabits per second. So that's good news for everyone in the classroom, especially during testing. Food and nutrition services, I will call out, we have our director in the audience, Sarah Marani, back there. So Sarah's group is always super busy during the summer. Bob illustrated 90,000 meals. That's just our core summer school program. That does not include the community services that we do as well. So we were close to 120,000 meals served to OMSD students, community students. So very excited about that. Operated at 20 different summer meal locations. Just a great program. I know the board supports this program and is very excited to hear about these numbers. In addition, we had a unique program. It was a farm to summer program this year where students actually got to go to local farms and see kind of how things were grown and harvested and learn more about the local produce. And one of our favorite programs is a library program. If you've been over to the library for that program, it is awesome. You walk in, not only are the kids there to learn and read, but then they can go in and get a hot meal during the day. It's a fantastic program. So kudos to our food service department. Kudos to Director Marani, who oversees the entire department. Our transportation, we stay pretty busy. A lot of what we do is we do maintenance on our buses. Make sure they're ready to go for the school year. But in addition, we have our own internal certification program for our bus drivers, which is basically a minor league system to grow our own, and then they become full-blown bus drivers. So very excited about that. In addition to the core summer transportation program, again, supporting learning and teaching with field trips and athletics and things like that during the summer. Our maintenance folks go pretty crazy during the summer, which is great. Our custodians deep clean 2 million square feet of space at our school sites. Grounds mowed 250 acres. And then we had additional staff support as well during the summer. You can see our maintenance project, we have a laundry list. Generally, we have anywhere from 100 to 200 projects, small projects that go on during the summer. And this is just a short list of that. There are many here. One thing we assisted Dr. Hughes Hunter with the SOAR program and in putting together a separate entrance over there, but also the Euclid Field restoration, things like that. So a lot going on in our maintenance department as well. If you've driven by Vina Danks, that is an ongoing project. You're seeing that school being transformed literally before your eyes. We have the Wellness Arts and Technology Center going up. We also have a new kitchen and library being built there as well. That is all growing. If you drive by there, it's pretty amazing how quickly it's gone. We're excited about that. I know the board was able to participate in a steel signing yesterday, and kids were doing that today. And if you don't know much about that, basically the last major steel beam went up today, and kids and board members and anyone else who wanted to participate were able to sign the beams as kind of a symbolic gesture, as that building is probably still about, I'd say, maybe a year away, not quite a year, so, but excited about that. Elderberry, this is one that we're really proud of. If you drive by Elderberry, you can actually see it from the street, from I Street. This is a brand new playground. Some kind of innovative equipment went in, and boy, I walked that site, and I wanted to go back to second or third grade. I truly did. I would have been all over this, but obviously that was a long time ago, given Bob, you know, called me out there. But we have a very short video to show you what that's like. It's up in the upper right there, so. I think the only thing that's missing there is the kids. We didn't get any video with kids, but at some point we will, and we'll show you that, because they actually, I talked to the principal out there, and she was very pleased and said it gets a ton of activity. So excited about that. We did put in several relocatable classrooms. They're not necessarily for true classrooms. They're actually part of a grant from our Health and Wellness Services Department. So many of these will be actually used for counseling services for our kiddos. We did several other projects that are spotlighted here, including an office remodel at Berlin and Vista Grande office reconfiguration. Lehigh Playground went in as well. So excited to do those projects. Anytime we can improve the school site and improve the access for our kiddos, it's awesome. And I'll turn it over to Dr. Hughes Hunter for SELP and Equity.
Thank you, Phil. This year we hosted extended school year at Berlin and Kingsley Elementary Schools. Berlin hosted our extensive support needs, autistic and orthopedic impairment population. Kingsley hosted our mild to moderate population, as well as they offered the summer session for our IRW, which is the intensive reading workshop, as well as the annual social skills camp that we now refer to as a program. We had a total of 16 classrooms there, with a total of 148 students enrolled. We were supported by 105 students. And the scope of grades there was preschool through eighth grade. The primary focus of instruction was functional academics, life skills, and social skills. Each program or services was tailored to the student's IEP with regards to related services. They had a thematic unit there that they called ESY Adventureland, Ride Into a Summer of Excitement and Enrichment. Mm-hmm. And some of the highlights of those activities included obstacle courses, dance parties, and roller coaster design and crafts. I wish I was there for the dance parties, but I missed those. At Kingsley Elementary, we had a total of 16 classrooms. We had 169 students enrolled. Total staff members that supported the program was 76 staff members. The scope of the grade levels was preschool through eighth grade, and the students received related services with regards to what was allocated on each student's IEP. The focus of instruction at Kingsley was to maintain academic and social skills that they learned over the school year. We talked about the IEP on the last slide, so basically whatever's allocated on the IEP for each student for their related services was provided to them. They had project-based learning activities that included creating masks, cardboard ovens for s'mores, and functioning air-based rockets. We also offered our summer session for the intensive reading workshop that focused on Barton reading and spelling, the spelling system. and excitement for our social skill program that we offer annually. They focus on community-based instruction. They also focus on social skills such as community building, social awareness, and developing positive relationships, just to name a few. And then I'll pass, before I stop, I just want to thank all the staff members that gave their time during the summer months to support our babies in those programs. And I want to give special thanks to the board for supporting us each year. Now I'll pass it to you, Dr. Macias.
Thank you so much, Dr. Hunter. I am just going to pause because I'm amazed. You know, I work here and live here for 30 plus years, and I think to just give these different divisions, departments, the capacity to do the work that needs to be done in collaboration with our certificated and classified colleagues and managers. Thank you, Board of Trustees, on the front end right now. It's cool batting cleanup after my three amazing colleagues in the work that they're leading. So kudos to all of you. You know, HR, whenever we think about our work, it focuses primarily on our number one commodity, which is people, whether it's little people or the big people that we hire. It's critical that we maintain those relationships, and it's pretty evident that that's a through line across every one of our departments and divisions. I also want to note that we're fortunate enough to effectively manage in concert with these three divisions. We manage upwards of 81%. Or $423 million of our district budget, and that happens through the hiring, through the recruiting, through the retention, through negotiations, and through just the PD, ongoing PD, and the celebration that we have for our employees. So again, we appreciate that ability to move forward. Looking at some numbers, we were very intentional in wanting to start our hiring earlier. So we hire in preparation for all those fabulous summer programs that Mr. Gallagher shared with his team and that Dr. Hunter shared with her team. But it doesn't stop. We're very busy over the summer months in that for lots of reasons, people elect to promote, people elect to retire, and do what it comes naturally in life. And with that, it becomes very critical that we continue to move forward. So as you kind of look across these numbers in the certificated, classified, and management world, there was upwards of 400 either transfers or hiring of new employees over the summer months here for OMSD and the HR division. That little summer blitz is our intent to try to focus on some of the highly needed programs. So again, those of you in the audience, we're always looking for family and friend references, especially those that love to work with the little ones and those little ones that specifically need diapering. So quick commercial for you. As we think about the probably the second most important part outside of hiring is the professional development. You saw some slides that showed some extensive opportunities for our folks to build their capacity. We also kept busy to ensure that some of our new hires, those in the critical positions of management, also in the paraprofessional positions, received the necessary training for safety and compliance. We also brought through one cohort of increasing human effectiveness. It's a program we want to continue to grow. And kudos again to our transportation division that jumped right in, or transportation department, excuse me, that jumped right in and graduated just over 20 of their team members. Summer also brought a lot of busyness in partnership with our associations as we continue to look at a number of collective bargaining agreement provisions and MOUs to ensure that our employees continue to have the best working conditions and our students in turn benefit from staff members who are well supported and cared for in our OMSD employment. The addition of agreements that we have over summer is our opportunity really to stretch and reach out to some of the local universities. It's our ability to maintain those critical path pipelines to keep ongoing future recruitment. And it really, it has a direct effect to our future generations of what we're trying to do to offer the A-plus service and ongoing improved services to every child that we serve here in Ontario Montclair. Speaking of one of the partnerships, San Bernardino County does encourage every district across the county to identify a number of teachers. It was no different this past year. We did form a focus group, a very rigorous process that resulted in Ms. Brandy Zook, our current teacher at Elderberry, to be identified. Yes, absolutely applaud. to be identified as this year's Ontario Montclair School District County Teacher of the Year. So I'm sure we'll continue to highlight her throughout this year as well. Last slide that we have is, I call this the small and mighty department led by our director, Hugo Lopez. You know, this little department does so much in the form of records, student attendance, discipline, maintaining safe and orderliness throughout, really, across all 34 schools in some way or form. And it doesn't happen unless these individuals trust each other and know that they're cared for. So, again, just a big shout out. All these numbers collectively amounted to about 10,000 processing of records. So talk about a busy little department, though. So very proud of them. In closing, Dr. Hammond, it's your show, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Macias, and thank you, team. Great presentation. And trustees, that's just a little snapshot of the busy but meaningful work that happens in the summer. And again, thank you to our teachers, our classified support staff that really are the true engine behind servicing our students and families. And that concludes our presentation.
Thank you. My goodness. Questions? I'll go ahead and start to my immediate right, Chris Brake.
I'm amazed of all the people that participated in every single thing that we have looked at tonight, and my many, many thanks to all of you, because I know it was done with love, a little bit of love, a lot of love. Thank you.
Okay, Sarah?
Hi, everybody. First of all, welcome back. It's our 25-26 school year, and this was just amazing, our summer program. And we 400, 700, those are the numbers that we had years ago. Now we have an average of 1,800. It's amazing how this program has grown, what we do. I get to say thank you, Sarah, and your team at Food and Nutrition Services. Thank you, all the classified and all the teachers, the paraeducators, the bus drivers, the parents, the volunteers, everyone who just did the summer program, because 120 meals in an air conditioning space over the summer is amazing. And this is on average that we had 70,000 the past few years, and it jumping now to 120,000 meals. And our partnerships are just growing with the City of Montclair and the City of Ontario. I'm just, my big thing is food. And then so with our doing this with our spring break, with our doing this during the summer, this is just something that's close to my heart with our teaching and everything. It's great. So thank you so much. No questions at this time. Just wondering how you guys just fit all that stuff into one day, like all of the days. Because can you imagine, you guys have to close the books, get everything done. We're still running programs. You're gearing up for the next school year. Oh my goodness, you guys got like time travel or something. All right, I'll let you all go.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you. Sonia?
Great job, guys. I just want to thank everybody for making this happen. It's hard. It's hard to get to this point, but I remember when my eldest was in school, we didn't have all of this, so I'm really, really happy with everything that's going on. I just want to thank everyone that's involved, because it's teamwork that makes this happen, from our classified employees to our teachers to our parents. Mm-hmm. So I do want to thank everybody for making OMSD great and participating. You know, we get the numbers, we put the programs, and the families participate, so I really appreciate that all our families like the activities and programs that we're putting out there for our kiddos, right, to enjoy and grow up and have a great experience with OMSD. There's a lot of stuff here, so thank you to all the departments for doing your part. I know we're year-round. I'm surviving. No vacation for us, but it's amazing. I've been busy with my kids. They've been active in both programs and activities, clubs, everything. So thank you guys for doing this for our kids, and I'm looking forward to next year's presentation, because I know we'll have a lot more stuff on here, right, guys?
Thank you, Sonia. Ms. Flora.
Well, here comes the questions. No. I really do want to thank you guys for everything you guys do. Bob, I do have a question for you, though. You mentioned on your presentation that during professional development, our employees get paid, right, to go ahead and participate during the summer. Is that also including during the school year?
It depends. During the school year, if it's maybe on a weekend, yes. Sometimes after school, yes. But if it's during the day, no. They're still getting their same salary during the day. And they would get subs and go to training at the Hardy Center or someplace like that.
But you still make it happen, so thank you very much for working together and making sure that they get compensated if they give up their weekend. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much. Ms. Alana, it's always so good to hear your presentation. It's so nice to see that some of the staples beginning of the social skills program was the scavenger hunt in Ontario Mills, and that's still going on. So I know the first year was a really, challenging for the kids to communicate and stuff like that. So I hope that it gets easier for them throughout the years that move on. And just thank you guys so much for everything you guys do, and to the staff and the teachers that make all of this happen. I also want to go ahead and give a huge shout out to the Health and Wellness Department. Including the superintendent's office during the summer. We had several crisis cases that they were on top of. So I appreciate everyone's efforts in making sure that the kids and the families continue to be safe, and all their basic needs are being provided for. So thank you guys so much for all your work.
Thank you, Flora. This packet keeps getting thicker and thicker with each year that passes. And it's really mind-blowing how much work and effort and success that goes on. I like the way you guys did your presentation tonight, how you just passed the ball around the room. That was really cool. But really, we are forever grateful to everyone that has made all this possible. I mean, you guys give thanks to us because, you make it seem like we do a great thing to make it happen, but I mean, we try to do everything we can to advocate to help make things happen. But you guys are the ones that do all the work and effort and boots on the ground to make it happen. The people in the departments and the teachers and the classified staff and the parents and the kids, they enjoy themselves, and you guys do all the work. We enjoy helping to make opportunities happen, but I mean, you guys are giving us a gift. Thank you. Really, thank you. And congratulations on a highly successful summer and 120,000 meals, Sarah. Are you kidding me? You are an amazing individual. Really. You are a treasure. We are extremely fortunate here at Ontario Montclair School District. And I brag to everybody and anybody who will listen and till I'm blue in the face and they can't just believe what we do. Thank you again, Dr. Hammond.
I think it was well articulated by all five trustees. And so I just want to commend Irma and her leadership. She's the big hero behind the scenes. I know it was Alondra that got to do the narrative, but I know it was the communications team. And she did a great job, by the way. Great job there, Alondra. Very proud of you. But the communications team really put together those nice videos to try to show a snapshot. But really, it's a very collective effort, and it's a true family feel when it comes to our summer programs and services.
Thank you. Thanks again, guys. That was beautiful. Okay, are Alex and Tim okay? I noticed they weren't here. I know they're. are they trying to recover somewhere?
They're
on a beach. Okay, Section F, public comments by attendees. This is inclusive of OMTA, CSEA, parent groups, individual staff, students, families, business partners, public agencies, nonprofit groups, and other members of the public. And our first speaker tonight is Tisha Curry. Come on down. Woo, look at how pretty the dress is. Look at you.
Trying to look first, you know, fancy my first time. So, good evening. I'm President Rivas, trustees, Dr. Hammond, and cabinet. Today marks my first school board meeting as the official president of the Ontario Montclair Teachers Association. And I am honored to be here in this role. Any new role comes with much to learn, but I genuinely am excited to work alongside each and every one of you as we move forward together this year. I have been a proud OMSD employee for over 27 years. Off script, I was a girl next door, raised, born Pomona, parents still live there. I didn't go very far, and I am proud to be in our community. So I have taught students from TK all the way to fifth grade, and over those years, I've seen many changes, worked with a wide range of administrators, and most importantly, collaborated with dedicated colleagues, families, and of course, an incredible students that we serve. Those experiences have shaped me, and they remind me every day why OMSD is a special place. As I step into this role, I want you to know that while my title may be new, I'm still the same old person, deeply committed to education, to my colleagues, and to this community. My hope is that we can continue to work together to make OMSD not just a district that we are proud of, but truly the most amazing place to teach, learn, and grow. As I look forward to connecting with each and every one of you this year, whether it's over a cup of coffee, tea, or even a slice of cake, thank you for welcoming me, and I hope to be able to reach out to you and bug you and connect, because I really am excited about this year. I think we're going to accomplish really, really wonderful things. So thank you.
Thank you, Tish. Okay, our next speaker is Heather Freeman.
President Rivas, trustees, Dr. Hammond, and the cabinet. My name is Heather Freeman, and I am the product of Ontario Montclair School District, as well as I am the proud parent of five alumni from Ontario Montclair School District. I am also an Ontario Montclair School District employee, but today I come to you in a volunteer capacity as the Just Serve specialist for the Ontario area. Just Serve is a free community resource that connects volunteers with volunteer opportunities within the community. We believe that volunteerism supports healthy, strong communities. It builds unity within our community and helps dissolve differences and helps us find commonalities with one another. It builds bridges of understanding and it helps our communities to be strong. With this in mind, we have joined with community-minded churches, organizations, and nonprofits to create the first Ontario Community Day of Service. Each of you should receive an envelope with an official invitation. For this event, it is a come-and-go kind of event. So if you have 30 minutes, you can come and do cards for cancer patients. If you have more time, you can donate life-saving blood. If you have more time, you can come and do animal shelter adoption kits, or we'll have multiple different booths that you can bounce from one to another and do all of the above plus more. There are at least 10 organizations that are coming to bring projects, along with one of our organizations is bringing food and water for all participants, so you don't have to serve without food. We'll fuel you as well. It should be a fun event for families, for community groups, for volunteer organizations, just to come together as a community. And we hope that as community leaders, that you might have some time to come and join us at this event. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your kids, bring the neighborhood, whoever wants to come. We're hoping to build this as an annual event that brings the community together. We're hoping to move it around and to join with different community partners to be able to continue this. So This event this year will be on Saturday, September 27th. It's just up the street on the corner of 4th and Campus. It'll be in the parking lot of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. You can see on there, there's different churches that have joined together to do that, put this on. The blood drive will be from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. So if you want to give blood between those hours and then serve between 9 and 12, we would love to have you. So I hope that you guys have some time to come and help and strengthen our communities and help bless the lives of many others. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you, Heather. Ms. Irma, do we have any more yellow slips? Thank you. Okay, moving on to Section G, Consent Calendar. Seeking a motion?
I move.
Need a second?
I second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any noes? Anyone abstaining? So carried. Okay, we do have on, on C3 we have adoption of resolution 2025-26-04 recognizing the month of September as Attendance Awareness Month. I just want to point that out. And D2 is adoption of resolution 2025-26-05 recognizing October 23 through the 31st as Red Ribbon Week. And D3 is adoption of resolution 2025-26-06 as recognizing September 2025 as Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. Okay. Moving on to Section H, Discussion, Action, and Public Hearing Items. Under SELPA and Equity, H1, appointment of Maricela Alvarado, Margarita Georgieva Hernandez, Martina Ortega, Nicole Tamayo, and Gloria Vasquez to serve as representatives on the Ontario Montclair School District Special Education Local Plan Area Community Advisory Committee. Seeking a motion?
I move.
I need a second?
I second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any noes? Anyone abstaining?
Aye.
Do you have that for the record, Ms. Irma? Thank you so much. Turning the page. Under H2, we have the tentative agreement between the Ontario Montclair School District and the California School Employees Association and its Chapter 108, amending the master agreement for ongoing increase to Article 17, health and welfare benefits, and it's in Roman numerals. I had to look at it for a second. Health and welfare benefits and salary at the conclusion of the 2025-2026 negotiations. Seeking a motion?
I move.
I need a second?
I second.
All right, there we go. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Do we need, do you need a roll call on that, or is that okay? Okay, all right. Anyone saying no? Anyone abstaining? So carried. I was thinking, Super Bowl, read that number. Just kidding. Okay. Under H3, we have the tentative agreement between the Ontario Montclair School District and the Ontario Montclair Teachers Association and the Ontario Professionals Therapists Association, amending the master agreement for the ongoing increase to fringe benefits and salary articles at the conclusion of the 2025-2026 negotiation. Seeking a motion.
I move.
I need a second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any noes? Anyone saying Okay. So carried. Moving on, under Human Resources, Management and Confidential Employees Ongoing Increase to Salary and Benefits in alignment with the Ontario Montclair Teachers Association, Ontario Montclair Professional Therapists Association, and the California School Employees Association, and it's Chapter 108. Seeking a motion?
I move.
There a second?
I second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Anyone abstaining? Thank you. Section I, call out of closed session actions. Dr. Hector Macias, what say you, sir?
Thank you, Madam President. On a motion by Trustee Galvez and a second by Trustee Brake, in a vote of 4-1, the Board of Trustees voted to approve a settlement agreement and full release of all claims, including accepting employees' resignation in case number CIVSB2512323, the terms of which provide a release of all claims between the parties.
Thank you, sir. Moving down to Section J, comments and recommendations by the Board of Trustees. We'll start with Trustee Galvez.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much. Elvia, I want to say that I liked your quote tonight. We are happy to make opportunities happen. And that's what this board is. And it's amazing how much we have made over the years. And you saying that just made it, it was a really good quote.
Oh, thank you.
You make a lot of them, but I liked that one tonight.
Some say I'm full of a lot of them.
She's going to write a book one of these days.
Okay, wait. But I want to tell everybody to please be safe in the heat. The heat is here. It's going to be crazy. My kids, because I'm with Chafee Joint Union, we were out on Monday. We were all crying. We all wanted to go back inside. So please be careful with your kiddos, with our students, with yourselves. Please be kind to yourselves during this heat, because we're worrying about everybody else that's around us too. So please be kind to yourselves. And just let's have an amazing school year. So thank you all so much.
Wonderful. Thank you, Sarah. Okay, Chris. That's your next.
Thank you all for coming tonight, and I wish you all a wonderful school year. And let's hope it cools down.
Thank you. And Flora.
Thank you guys for coming, and again, good luck, and I wish you the best for the school year too.
Ms. Sonia?
Yes. Okay, so I just want to say thank you to, we have in our audience one of the appointed representatives for the OMSD Special Education Local Plan Area Community Advisory Committee. Thank you, Maricela, for volunteering and being part of that committee. I know it's not easy and you're volunteering, so thank you. Our special kids will really appreciate it. I wanted to add, I know we had our Teacher of the Year 2025, but we also had over the summer by Assemblymember Rodriguez recognized from Edison, Tony Lopez?
Tommy Lopez.
Amy Packer from Montevista, and Ms. Jessie Arvizu from our Parent and Community Engagement Center. So thank you. Congratulations to all of you guys for well-deserved awards. Also, thank you to, Officer Montes. Thank OPD for hosting a youth academy for our kids, for our teens during the summer. I know my son participated, and, other kids participated. It was a full house, standing full house. So thank you. That program is always appreciated by our community, and I know that teams in OMSD is going to get started as well, so thank you. And guys, let's make it a great year. Thank you. Welcome back, everybody.
All right. Thank you, Sonia. I want to start off by thanking our OPD and campus safety for always being there for us, protecting our kids and mentoring them when they need a little shoulder to cry on, or just, someone to talk to and feel safe. And I'm excited about this school year. I think all the kids are too. I have a really good feeling about it. So excited about it. I wish all of you, just sending positive vibes out there. Good luck and enjoy your school year. Let us know if you need anything, and we'll do our best to make that happen. I'm happy to be here. Wake up every morning. It's a good feeling. It's better than the alternative, I'll tell you that. So, but thank you for a wonderful summer. Thank you for the work you do here, the dedication that you have. Thank you to all the wonderful people up here at this dais. I love and appreciate each and every one of you. I really do. And happy birthday, Phil. And happy birthday, Miss Flora. Last month was your birthday. And so it's summertime. It's hard to hit your birthday when it lands. So happy birthday to you. Let's hit it. Let's hit the ground running, guys. Let's do this, right? Okay, Dr. Hammond.
Thank you, Madam President. One of the things I'd like to recognize is, annually there's this America's Healthiest Schools Award that is given out. And last year, you'll recall, Several awards went to Berlin. In fact, Berlin's principal went to Washington, D.C. to represent the district and her school site for the range of awards regarding America's Healthiest Schools. So the categories range from implementing a wellness policy, the health services, access to food and nutrition, physical activities, enriching health education, social-emotional health, tobacco-free schools, cultivating staff wellness, and increasing family and community engagement. So last year, Berlin really did a great job, cleaned house, and this year is no different. They got 5 awards in those categories. However, there's a new kid on the block.
Uh-oh.
And it was Del Norte that cleaned house this year, got 9 awards. So between Del Norte and Berlin, 14 awards, but Euclid, Moreno, Serrano, Sultana, and Vinodanks each got 1 award as well. So our district was very well represented, and it's very reflective of the commitment of our teachers, classified staff, trying to really bring in that holistic education approach regarding the wellness of our kids. And so very excited about the recognition for those sites and their certificate and classified staff. Also want to commend the folks in Mr. Gallagher's department, particularly Ricky Ramirez. He is leading the REED initiative, and so we had a nice launch with both the cities of Montclair and Ontario, and we have a big day set up, I want to say Monday, Bob?
Monday.
Yep, Monday, and so it will be our district kickoff to bring in the families of our 3- and 4-year-olds and get them excited about reading and give them some support mechanisms and trainings year-round to support that initiative so that they are ready for kindergarten. And then I want to congratulate Tish. I know it's your first meeting. Great job. You're off to a great start. And so not only do I wish you luck as president, I wish you luck this year in fantasy football. I don't know your draft order or where you're at and if you're already evaluating the rankings of your players, but I'm sure you'll do a great job in both capacities as an owner and an association president. But and then also happy birthday to both Ms. Martinez and Mr. Hillman. I want to just say collectively, this is a very special place, Ontario Montclair School District. It really is a team effort, starting with the leadership of this dais by our 5 elected leaders, the leadership team, the executive staff, the association leadership, the partners that we have, such as our police department, our classified support staff, our parents, our families. It really takes everybody pulling on the oars at the same time, because at the end of the day, it benefits our students, it benefits our families, and that's what we're all here for at the end of the day. So amen. Here's to a great school year.
Let's do this. All right. Thank you, Dr. Hammond. Section L, information and announcements. L1, the 2024-25 Williams fourth quarter findings report available. L2, the 2024-25 Williams fourth quarter uniform complaint report summary information available. L3, all schools and district offices will be closed on September 1st, 2025 in observance of the Labor Day holiday. L4, future agenda items. You guys know the routine, bylaw 9322. L5, next regular board meeting, September 18th, 2025 at 6 p.m. right here, open session, Central Language Academy. Moving on to section M, adjournment, seeking a motion. I need a second. And everyone here up at the dais and out here in the gallery, say aye if you are so inclined to go home. Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Good night.